Among the most outstanding characteristics of Imam Khomeini were his sincerity and veracity. He practiced what he preached. He also led a very simple and austere life. In this respect, he was a paragon of contentedness and freedom from avarice. This trait was by no means confined to his pre-leadership years. Indeed, he believed that a leader has to lead his life in such a manner that he can look the humblest, poorest members of the society in the eyes. Throughout his life, he was the epitome of austerity and simple living. Despite the many substantiated reports concerning Imam Khomeini's lifestyle, which take a long time to recount, this topic seems to have so far remained terribly underexplored. The meager possessions and personal effects that he left after 90 years of an active life serve as ample indication of the way he lived his life. They comprised a pair of glasses, a nail clipper, a comb, a string of beads that served to count prayer repetitions, a volume of the Holy Quran, a prayer rug, a set of clerical robes, and a few books. These few things can hardly be believed to be the assets left from a beloved charismatic 90-year-old leader of a vast oil-rich country, nor does it seem likely that these are the only possessions of a world leader, one who ruled the hearts of millions of people beyond the borders of his country.
In our discussion concerning the strategies devised by the global arrogance in its combat against revolutionary and liberation movements, we refer to the first of them, namely comprehensive confrontation of all revolutionary and liberation movements in political, economic, psychological, and cultural fields in our previous program. In this segment, we would like to focus on the remaining two axes, namely devising short, medium, and long-term plans aimed at uprooting the revolutionary and liberation movements and launching a war of attrition against any revolution, liberation movement, or the culture on which it is based. The global arrogance has comprehensive, definitive plans aimed at uprooting revolutionary and liberation movements. Its moves have never been and will never be aimless or haphazard concerning this subject. In their orchestrated moves, the infidels rely on working on a revolutionary movement's weak points, which is often a movement's lack of comprehensive planning. The late Imam Khomeini in his will said, "Among the major conspiracies planned during the past century, and particularly in the course of the past few decades after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, we can discuss general propaganda on various levels aimed at depressing the nations, particularly devoted Iranians, about the effective and positive role of Islam. They openly claim that Islamic rules are over 1400 years old now and cannot appropriately respond to current life in ruling a country. Or they claim that Islam is a reactionary religion and it is not possible in our era to segregate a nation from the global community and its manifestations and other arguments of that sort.